a weak solidarity Bricky team listener when 50 billion was the common big spend, big cut figure of the week. The Minister for Keeping People Healthy, brackets, if they can afford it, and ensuring people with disabilities can live with dignity, brackets, we can't afford it, Mark Cutler spending, was forced to cut the spending. Just when we thought the NDIS was about caring for people with disabilities, we discovered the NDIS is the disability. See, we simply can't afford to spend more than $50 billion on people who are a drain on the public purse. Big, big cuts required, but they've only got themselves to blame. The cuts wouldn't be necessary if they didn't abuse the system by using it. While the Minister for Being Offensive and Trained Killing, whose job is to be offensive and trained kill, Richard Moore's the bad guys, he of the giant mind, announced an increase in merchants of death spending of, yes, spot on, $53 billion. That's increase over and above the billions we already spend and over and above the 38 million a day for 30 years on submarines we'll never see, which doesn't really matter because even if they did turn up, technology would blow them out of the water or deeper under it before we could say waste of money. Therefore, the wise practitioners of the greatest little economic order of them all explain to we fiscal ignorance. Well, this fiscal ignorant, I won't drag you in, listener, although if you're listening to this rubbish, you probably haven't got much idea. Wise practitioners explain how can we afford to support people who need support when we have far more pressing priorities like killing people and not taxing the filthy rich and the great fossil polluters, for instance, but we'll come to that. So, slash spending that benefits people, spend an extra $53 billion extra on killing and maiming, hopefully kill, because if they're maimed, well, we can't afford to help them. And of course, people with disabilities also only have themselves to blame that shysters and shonky fraudsters have taken advantage of the system thanks to the government's rigid oversight of the shysters and shonky fraudsters. But a major concession from Mark Cutler spending. The families receiving NDIS support are not responsible for shonks and rorters. Thanks for clearing that one up, Mark. Just when we thought people with disabilities and their families were all big-time crooks. Richard came up with an inspired thought to offset all that handout to the merchants of. The private sector, including super funds, could co-invest in the merchants of. He didn't explain how that worked, but his giant mind must know. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter. Hard as it is to believe, the private sector, including super funds, showed all the enthusiasm of a chook in a fox's lair. But, they declared patriotically, we are prepared to take your money. Doesn't it warm the cockles of to know the socialist thing to do is to invest workers' retirement funds into killing and slaughter and destruction, and know that merchants of merchandise flown off to Zion goes on killing and slaughtering and genociding and starving every day, just everywhere, surrounding Zion, Greater Zion, Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, you name it. They're all there defending liberty, freedom and democracy, their security. And it is their land, from the river to the sea, proven this week when the German Chancellor urged Zion not to engage in de facto annexation of the West Bank, prompting a righteous response from that delightful Zion finance minister, Smolrich. Appropriate a finance minister with Rich in his name. Anyway, he retorted, you will not force us into ghettos in our own land. See, you can't annex your own land. While the rest of the world, or most of it, calls the West Bank occupied territory, and Zion generously refers to it as disputed territory, Smolrich's declaration leaves no doubt. Zion knows, and still faces danger. Why? Zion-trained killers, the most moral train-killing machine in the world, Big Supremo Benjamin Netanyahu and his cohorts tell us, were forced to murder, or sorry, kill, two UNICEF contractors delivering water in Gaza this week, whom the UN of the US of the UN of the world said were two water contractors delivering water, but Zion knew were, yes, terrorists. who went close to the Zion-imposed yellow line. And we all know Gazans and water deliverers crossing the yellow line in Gaza, disputed Gaza, are axiomatically terrorists. And anyway, ceasefire doesn't apply to Zion, else it would not be able to defend its security in all those places and countries where it defends its security, which are part of Zion from the river to the sea anyway. Worse, the new Hungarian government has joined other European governments in declaring it would arrest poor Benjamin if he set foot in on those war crime charges laid by the International Criminal Court. The world's a small place for Benjamin. Charges out in the big wide world, charges at home in his small but ever-expanding world. Mentioned a few weeks ago this very moral betting on war, the odd suggestion there could be just a touch of insider trading, so to speak. Well, this week, in the 5 minutes before Benjamin's puppet, US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trump or the poor, made yet another reliable statement on their joint, tactically brilliant invasion of evil Iran, totally contradicting his previous announcement some hours earlier, completely contradicting his previous etc. etc. Some lucky punters made a killing based on the impact the statement would have on the price of oil. What luck! Just 5 minutes before, one case where the good oil proved spot on. Speaking of oil, well, fossils, the usual commie, greenie, wouldn't work in an iron lot were telling a Greens-inspired Senate hearing, that says it all, doesn't it, bias from the start, hearing that Trubler was he could raise billions by imposing a tax on the great gas behemoths and force them to pay for the product they extract from Trubler was he, totally disregarding the sensible response from the great behemoths, Santos, the prophets, Woodside with profits, Chevron et al., that taxing them would destroy investment in more and more gas, leading many of the long-haired greenie commie mob to display their true and anti-true blue Aussie intent. Good, we need to abandon gas and take renewables seriously. The fallaciousness of that exposed by Western Trubler Aussie Supremo, Socialist Supremo, Roger Cook the Planet, who said taxing his state's biggest industry would be a disaster. Taxing the resources giants has superficial appeal, he said, but we need to attract more and more investment in gas, which will bring prosperity for decades, for which the industry needs a stable environment. And paying taxes is obviously not a stable environment. But we have to admire Roger. What dedication to the transition from gas to gas. Decades of, and we can be sure, Mother Earth must be celebrating the prospect of decades of prosperity if she lives to see it. And the Resources Minister, Madeleine King, hit the planet, summed it up even more succinctly. Okay, they get the gas for free, but they have to spend money to extract it. And we need more and more and more. Displaying the socialist commitment to addressing climate change, if there is such a thing. Notice the Trubler Aussie Capitalist Review is co-sponsoring an event involving another most respected entity, the insurance industry, an insurance summit to discuss the issues the poor industry is encountering. Yes, what are they? We asked prominent executive Chuck Dodgy. Well, there are two particularly pressing matters, Chuck told us. Well, first, ensure, rather than insure, little in-house joke, yes, hysterical, yeah, thought you'd like it, ensure the premiums keep rising way ahead of cost of living increases, and second, make sure the policy's small print guarantees is so watertight there's never the slightest risk we have to pay out any of them. That's it. It's a great start. As we celebrate the glories of train killing, of kill and be killed, class warfare continues apace. Sorry, I keep forgetting there's no such thing. One big, happy, caring employer, lazy avaricious worker family. But I notice a power plant explosion in central India killed 9 workers and injured lots of others. A factory fire in southern India killed more than 20 workers, and another factory fire killed 8. Now, I raise this because if these industrial murders or, sorry, accidents had occurred in, say, Trubler Aussie or the US of or His Most Gracious Majesty's home country, they would be wall-to-wall media coverage. But they didn't, and so they are lucky to make a few paragraphs tucked away at the bottom of the World News page. Unfortunately, back here, things are serious. The big Troublewazi, of whom we are all so proud, poor BHP for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, was forced to issue a, quote, stark warning that the caring business class relations landscape is driving the economy toward an investment cliff, not to mention the threats of taxing them. Evil unions moving into the decades-long de-unionised Pilbara, for instance. Win-win for caring employers and the lazy avaricious. And he quotes the same job, same pay nonsense, forcing bloody huge to fork out an extra 30 grand on each of its in-house labour hire workers. Billions a year. Billions falling off the investment cliff. Although, if union involvement will cost caring employers and if same job, same pay will cost billions, there must be a simple explanation we can't just put our finger on, other than that's what they have been ripping off those workers. Surely not. That would be win-lose. Finally, today we celebrate the glories of train killing, the events that honed our revered Troublewazi values. The very values caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo Angus Tailing knows the Islamic heathen hordes will not accept. The very hordes Troublewazi invaded to establish those values. Great values like landing on the wrong beach in a military disaster leading to the slaughter of working class cannon fodder, defending the 1788 invader. And a final warning. If we plan to watch the few footy matches we're still privileged to get on free-to-air telly, tune in at exactly the bounce the ball, well, throw up the ball time these times, throw up the ball, else with all the glory, glorified train-killing pre-game crap, we'll be throwing up all over the living room. Good morning.